Welcome everybody, Shin number 973. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refuah Shalema Mordechai Ben Evelyn Shetaka Hever Refuah Shalema Psech Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malach of Memachek and Memareach. Okay, so we're sort of coming to an end. Obviously, there's many, many shilas in every malacha, but the malacha of memachek, smoothening out items, is not a very large malacha. It's a smaller malacha. There's shilas which come up, obviously, which we've been discussing, but it's not as large as some of the other major, larger malachas and so on. So I just want to try and go through some various tidbits, various different things to be aware of, brought down on some of the various different sfarim in reference to memareach and memachek. We went through the different categories and so on, but there's just things here and there that might come up, which one might not be aware that they can't do or they could do on Shabbos in conjunction with the malacha of memachek. So first brings down the safer learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Interesting that one may not flatten the insulating rubber on a window pane. Interesting. Sometimes you have the insulating rubber, and you can flatten it, and it's sort of like a maybe possibly like a silicone type thing. So one has to be careful with that insulating rubber on the window pane, not to, you know, to flatten it out, because it could be flattened, it could be, you know, pushed off, pushed on. It could be also, I just want to mention, possibly a question of boina also building, because it's boina bakarka, it's on the window itself and so on. Okay, so one has to be careful in reference to that. Just how he brings it down, that memachek also includes smoothing. We spoke about the smoothing, rubbing, and flattening. It could also be flattening soft or pliable surfaces, possibly. So that would be part of memareach. So one has to be careful with that. Now, the interesting thing we've spoken about in the past, that one may not sharpen two knives against each other. He brings this down from the Mishnah Berurah. To sharpen a knife, also sharpening metal, is going into the Isser of Mamachik. So sharpening, one may not sharpen two knives against one another, else the Malacha of Mamachik. Again, that could also be possibly Tikkun Mana, so one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos. Now, as far as we spoke about creams, of course, ointments and lotions, we went through all that. Brings on the Sefer Shabbos home, just to keep in mind that as far as facial creams, we didn't really get too much into that, but also solid, the regular solid, very thick, consistent the facial creams and hand creams, which we spoke about also, when it's thick, may not be used on Shabbos. A lot of people use facial creams and so on. Their use, of course, violates the malacha of memareach. And he told them in my reach. The same applies also to thick lotions, which we spoke about, the thick ones, thick creams, liquid creams and lotions we spoke about, those could be used. But as far as these facial creams, one has to be careful not to use them on Shabbos. Now, we spoke about the shoes all the way in the beginning of the Melacha of Memachek, in reference to scraping it off. I just want to mention that sometimes he brings under the Sefer Shabbos home, sometimes a person steps in something. We said if it's hard mud, one can do that. That's all the problem of toichen, grinding hard mud. But sometimes a person steps in the, if you want to call it schmutz, you know, in the back and the heel, and they wander many times. You want to scrape it off against the curb, or possibly sometimes there's a, even against a piece of metal or something like that. So he brings down the mice. It's just doing it gently. We said in general would not be a problem. Just as long as it's not hard mud, the other items, as long as it's soft, he brings down, one is permitted, one is allowed, however, to gently rub the leather soles against many times you get it on the sole, to rub it against the metal or against the curb we spoke was also okay. For a gentle rubbing will not necessarily result in scraping the leather. It's not going to be obsecratious, it's not going to happen automatically. So that would be okay. Again, being careful as long as it's not dried up mud. Now, he brings down further in conjunction, actually, with the Mishnah Berurah, actually, which, again, we spoke about in the beginning, but just real quickly to keep it in mind, that when it comes to the sidewalk, for example, or a piece of wood, then you could do it even a little bit harder. When it's a little bit sharper metal, that's when you have to be extremely gentle. But when it's somebody, they got the schmutz on their foot, right, not the hard mud, but regular schmutz on the heel or whatever, so one will be allowed to forcefully, he brings up, one will be allowed to forcefully rub the leather sole of one's shoe against a piece of wood, not on something sharp, but a regular piece of wood or a stone pavement like most of us do. I think in general, stone pavement for these items do not scrape the leather. In general, this is not something that's going to be, for sure, not a psik resha, whereby it's going to be spinning down the leather. It's only over there in general on a sharper metal piece. But regular stone pavement, wood, or so on, you could even go a little bit more forcefully to get off that, the wet schmutz and so on. Another interesting thing brings down the Sefer Lamedes Melachos on page 918, using a candle glue stick, a wax-like substance for sticking a candle to the holder. So this is what they call a candle glue stick. One has to be careful not to use that on Shabbos. Also, it's a thick item, obviously, and you are smoothening it out, not to use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov, for that matter. Well, the Chor will be more Yom Tov for Shabbos in general. We're not on Shabbos itself. We're not sticking candles into the holder. But Yom Tov, in general, almost all these same halachas apply on Yom Tov too. Sometimes by food it's a little different, but in general they apply on Yom Tov also. A few more examples brings down Sefer Lamedes Melachos to be careful not to use. You have eyeshadow creams. You have, again, these are all creams. We spoke about the malacha of tzevea coloring in the past. Now we're talking about the mamachik part, the marech, the smearing part. You have rouge creams, you have eyeshadow creams. Of course, we spoke about lipstick creams and these various different type of things, petroleum jelly, the thick ones. The ones that are actually jelly ointments. We spoke about skin creams and so on, desitin. We spoke about also. Another interesting thing he brings on the Sefer Lamedes Melachos is scrubbing rust spots. Sometimes you scrub off a rough spot from a metal knife or a metal spoon or so on with steel wool and these type of things. Also, because it's sanding down a metal surface, one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos. It could be also part of the Melacha of Teichen, grinding. Interesting case he brings down to the Sefer Lamedes Melachos on page 917. Sometimes you have a melted wax. You have wax that dripped onto the table. You know, a person sees, oh, it dripped on the table, it dripped on the chair, whatever. They want to just quickly scrape it off. So that is memachik, memarech. You have to be careful. Or sometimes onto a sefer, which is a separate issue, which could be, if it's on a word, it could be a deraisa of moichek, erasing also. So he brings down lemaisa. One may not scrape off or scratch off a drop of melted wax that dripped upon a table, on a tabletop or on a chair or any surface or on a page of a sefer possibly or a book or so on, because doing so would entail the smoothening out of the wax. And like we said, if it's on wording and so on, there will also be the iser of moichek. So you have to be careful. You have dried up wax not to take it off. On the same note, he brings in also the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, pressing or shaping candle wax drippings that are soft. Sometimes it's not even hard, it's soft, it just dripped down and it's sort of drying up. So sometimes, yeah, if somebody wants to, give it a kvetch or whatever, press it. So pressing or shaping the candle wax drippings that are soft is not allowed. The wax is also muksa, just to keep it in mind that the wax would be muksa also, besides the issur of memachik. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, hopefully maybe one more shir. And to finish off the Malach of Memachik and Memarech, and then Bezras Hashem, hopefully moving on to other inyanim, a different Malach. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, Kol Tov.